These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. So because we're going through something very different and unprecedented, I'm going to change focus to something a little different than usual and different than what I've heard talked about anywhere. Now, it's no secret we're currently living through some very uncertain times, and this has likely made many of you feel anxious, irritable, fearful, among many other mixed emotions, and probably some ups and downs. Advice and information about our current reality and even how to talk to your kids about it abound, so I'm not going to talk about that. I'd rather talk about managing your own emotions so that you can buffer your children from any anxiety and uncertainty as much as possible. If your kids are anywhere other than home with you full time without any access to any news anywhere, even background TV or internet, and you and your friends or partner never make a peep or utter a single word or phrase about the current uncertainty, then maybe, just maybe, your child is completely buffered from this. Other than that, every child over the age of 2 or even 1 is probably sensing some of the uncertainty, even if they aren't quite understanding what it means. So this is not just a timely topic for what's happening in the world right now, but for other times and places. Even for personal or familial times of uncertainty, from a family member with a potentially risky diagnosis, loss of a job, marital or relational discord, or many other things. There are many other scenarios where having and implementing these skills are a gift to your children and your family. As a personal rule, I'm all about honesty. I think it's the foundation of every deep quality relationship. I don't believe in hiding things from kids per se, but I know that kids thrive, as all humans do, in a space of security and certainty. Kids need to know that we've got it all under control, even if we don't. That may feel like lying or being disingenuous, but I don't believe it is. I don't think it's helpful for them to see stress and anxiety that they have no ability or control to fix. There's helpful honesty and unhelpful honesty. Unhelpful honesty is something that the other person can do nothing about and will likely do more harm than good. Now, I'm a very level-headed person. It takes a lot to rattle me, but in all honesty, I am feeling a bit rattled since the past few days. My life is uncertain. I got notice from the kids' school that they are going to be home now for an unknown amount of time. They're going to be doing their schoolwork from home. We'll see how this goes. All the kids' activities were canceled. Swim was canceled. Dance was canceled. I'm assuming we'll hear from the gymnastics school pretty soon, and on and on. The markets are way down. My business has been hit decently hard. My husband's overseas trip was canceled 2 weeks ago due to his hotel that he was supposed to stay in went under quarantine, and he had to work 8 night shifts to have meetings with the client during their daytime because they're halfway around the world. In addition, us 2 adults in the household have been dealing with and working through some difficult life things of our own over the past year or two. But we shield the kids from as much of our uncertainty as we possibly can. So here are my tips in doing that. You want to find and lean on your support system, your friends, your family, and your partner or your spouse, a therapist, anyone and everyone who you can trust and share with and process your feelings. My friends and my therapist and my spouse have been absolutely invaluable, each having their place and purpose in different aspects of helping me work through my emotions in dealing with my life stressors. Number 2, take inventory of where you have control and where you don't. Focus on where you do. It will help you feel productive rather than helpless or just at the mercy of the sea of life in the storm. Seriously, you don't have control over whether or not you get laid off. You do have control over your attitude and how productively you go about looking for a new job. If you're concerned over a possibility of something like that happening, you have control over getting your resume together and putting your feelers out with your network. You don't have control over whether the stock market is up or down today. You do have control over how you plan for the long haul for it. Working with your advisor, getting educated, and making sound decisions for the long term rather than reacting to the short term. You don't have control over whether or not your kids end up off school for some amount of time, which I'm guessing most of the schools are closing as of next week. You do have control over preparing for the possibility, sharing with other parents, and problem solving. Can you tag team with another parent and go into the office 1 or 2 days a week, or work from home the other days, or hire a sitter? You may have to get really creative, and sometimes that can be the fun part, believe it or not. Of course, this mostly applies to parents of kids in grade school, although I'm guessing that a lot of these preschools are closing down as well. Number 3, know that this too shall pass. Now, it may sound trite, but it really is true. This is only temporary. We can get really wrapped up in having our plans foiled, whatever they are. But there's something good to be learned and gained from everything in life, even the stuff that seems like a real pain in the butt at the time. The goal is to learn, to embrace the uncertainty, and enjoy the ride. I promise there's something really good that's going to come out of it, even if it's a hard lesson, something will be learned that will make the next section or path in life better, happier, more fun, more interesting, what have you.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple. Make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. Number 4, find your one area of control and milk it for all it's worth. For me, it's exercise. When the whole world seems to be falling apart, whether it's personal or in the outside world, I have control over my training. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It is my sanity. I have control over whether or not I do my training, whether or not I complete the entire session as planned or wimp out, and to what intensity I perform that session. Do I give it my all or do I half-ass it? I have full control. This has saved me so many times on so many levels, not to mention the endorphins do wonders for my mental health as well, keeping me on an even keel, helping me be patient and calm in weathering these ups and downs. If you have something like this of your very own, where you get lost, where you hyper-focus and connect with your deepest self, great. If you don't, I hope you'll take time to explore what that might be for you. It can be a lifesaver. Number 5, share enough, but not too much. Now this is with your kids. When I'm around my kids, I act very unbothered about almost everything that does not concern them. At their ages, they don't need to know anything about when the stock market takes a big dive or our retirement accounts take a dive with it, but it does bother me when it drops suddenly. But they don't know about that, and they don't need to. It will not affect my day-to-day life, and certainly not theirs. Any uncertainty or frustration I feel about it needs to be kept between myself and my husband. I need to find an outlet for it away from the kids so they don't pick up on it. This is also where my exercise comes in, not just for control in my life, but also that anxiety gets pounded out on the bike, on the treadmill, or in the pool. They don't need to know about my business ups and downs either. It's the life of an entrepreneur. If they decide to take that life on for themselves one day, I will share that with them then, and they will learn for themselves. I shared last summer, when my husband was laid off, we had a family meeting and told the kids about it. But we told them he got a severance package and that he would find another job and we would be just fine. Were we worried? Honestly, yeah, we were a little bit. It's hard not to be when at that time his job covered our health insurance and most of our other expenses. He works in a very niche industry, entertainment, and not just entertainment, but theme parks. But guess what? He found another job, just like we told the kids he would. We buffered them from our own concern. Basically, it's about learning how and when to work through these emotions away from your kids so that you aren't reacting to things bigger or louder than the situation should normally warrant. So I mean those situations with your kids. You're not overreacting to those situations with them in a bigger way than you normally would if you weren't feeling stressed out. Number 6, you may not have control over the outside world, but you have control over your little world, your family, your connection, and how you relate
to others that you love. This is one of the most important things you will ever do. An investment in your family relationships is invaluable, not just now, but it pays dividends over your lifetime and into future generations when you exhibit and teach healthy ways of relating. If this is an area you struggle with, the discipline classes are an absolute must, but so are the two peaceful parenting classes, which give the tools for healthy relating, not just having tools to go fix behaviors, to build your children's self-esteem and support their individual potential, but also to lots of options to go to when situations feel like too much or just out of control, to get you pulled back and back in charge so you can lead by example and onto the problem-solving mode. So you can find all the positive discipline classes and the peaceful parenting classes on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the discipline section. So I hope everyone stays healthy and safe. And next week, I do plan to get back to answering questions. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.